Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
So let's talk now about that pair of 6 years. Sticking with Fall River, as Simone said, just before 3 o'clock, former Mayor Jaisal Correa was sentenced to 6 years in prison for charges of corruption. Now, we were expecting the sentence at a hearing yesterday. Instead, Judge Douglas Woodlock shocked those inside and out of the courtroom by overturning 8 of Correa's 21 convictions from the jury. Tim White has been following the case from the start, joins us. He is a reporter with WPRI in Rhode Island. Tim, thanks for joining us.
Tiziana, pleasure to be here.
Busy afternoon, Tim. Breaking
sure
news
is.
Yeah, on the sentence. So what can you tell us?
Well, as you pointed out, Jaisal Correa, the former mayor of Fall River, was sentenced to 6 years in prison by Judge Douglas Woodlock. And the thrust of the case against Jaisal really did boil down to the shaking down of those businesses that looked to open up marijuana shops in Fall River. This was almost certainly a much lighter sentence than he would have received if yesterday hadn't happened. As you pointed out, the judge dismissed 8 counts against Jaisal Correa. And a thing to keep in mind here, Tiziana, is that when a judge is considering a sentence for a defendant, they turn to the U.S. Probation's Office, their sentencing guidelines. And, you know, the Probation Office looks at a number of factors, including the number of victims, the seriousness of the crime. But a big one is the monetary value of the crime at hand. And by dismissing those 8 counts, that lowered the monetary value of the crimes that Correa was initially convicted of by a jury. And so it is likely it definitely lowered the sentencing guidelines. And that's the compass that the judge uses to generate the sentence. And so it was likely much lower.
Yeah, just to put it in perspective, prior to yesterday, prosecution was asking for 11 years, I believe. The defense was asking for 3. So here we are at 6. A couple quick sort of rapid fire questions. First, did the judge overturn any more of the convictions today, or was yesterday it?
It appears yesterday was it, and I'm couching it a little bit because it was considering 2 other tax evasion, filing a false tax return counts. He had dismissed 6 wire fraud counts and 2 tax counts yesterday. There was a lot of debate over 2 other tax counts, but it appears the judge let those stand by sentencing him without formally dismissing those. But we could see something appear on the docket later today.
Okay, and I understand that this is in flux, like we're learning as we go. To the best of your knowledge, is 6 years towards the upper end of the sentencing that was available or towards the lower end?
Much lower, actually, Tiziana. One of the things that sort of surprised me here is the sentencing guidelines, even with the counts being dismissed, put Correa at north of 12 years, if I did my math right on the back of my notepad. And so even the prosecution was asking for less than what the guideline range called for. But, you know, it is a judge's discretion, and a judge can do more or less than the U.S. Probation Office puts forward in their guideline range. And real quick, he decided to look at other public corruption cases that have come before the federal court, particularly in Boston in the last few years. And I think that was his barometer when he was trying to determine the sentence.
All right, let's take a time out for a minute from this last hour, which is where we've been focusing. And let's go back years, because it's been years that this story has unfolded. It's a heck of a story. We got to a point where he was charged with wire fraud, filing false tax returns, extortion. How did we get here? What's the Correa story in a nutshell?
Well, he was the youngest mayor ever to be elected in Fall River history, just 23 years old back in 2015. He won a second term in 2017. And even then, when he got into office, there was a lot of turmoil with the 2 mayors prior to him when he was on the city council, a Mayor Flanagan. So there's been a political disturbance in the force, if you will, in Fall River for quite some time. He was first charged in 2018, and that case was entirely, Tiziana, on the accusations that he embezzled money from a app that he was developing called Snow Owl. He was able to lure a bunch of investors, but what the government said was instead of using that money to better the company, he was fueling a lavish lifestyle. While after he was indicted and charged in that case, the FBI investigation continued, and they then filed a superseding indictment. They charged him again, arrested him again in 2019, almost a year later, and charged him in the case, the extortion case, accepting bribes from companies that were looking to open marijuana shops in Fall River. And because of the pandemic, Tiziana, this, you know, federal cases go much faster than state cases generally, but that wasn't the case here. They had to keep delaying this trial multiple times until ultimately in April there was a trial, and then in May there was a verdict. So when you step back and look at this at 30,000 feet, this has been hanging like a cloud over the city of Fall River for years. You can even stretch back to 2015 when he was first elected. That's 6 years that a lot of this has been going on. And it's really amazing.
And so it's really kind of a racking and stacking, right? First, you get a set of charges around his private activities with the app. Then you get a set of charges around extortion as mayor. And I'll come back to sort of the complexity of host community agreements where you have to get approval from the city to open a marijuana business. But you get these stacked. And my understanding is it's those that really stuck, Tim, right? The charges against him as mayor.
Yeah, so the government said that Correa put those host community agreements up for sale, and he sold the public's trust when he did that. And he was, you know, you need these letters, as you kind of intimated there. You need these letters if you're going to open up a business. At the time, the way it worked is any city or town, if you wanted to open up a marijuana business, you needed the okay from leadership in that city or town. And in this case, it was the mayor saying, we won't oppose. Here's a letter. That we won't oppose you opening up a marijuana business in our community. And the government says Correa put those up for sale. Those, as you point out, are the counts that stood. And I would say those are the most damning counts, because that is the one where it erodes the public trust. That is, you know, this is a white-collar crime case. It's a public corruption case, and that's the extortion accounts were the ones that were really the thrust of that.
All right. So we've covered a number of times here on this show, Tim, the critics of host community agreements, saying that the communities have a ton of leverage. It kind of opens the door for soft, or in this case, hard extortion. I know businesses and the sort of the cannabis policy community have been watching this. Mm-hmm. Do we think this will change anything? Do we know who's watching how this sentencing comes down?
Oh, yeah. I think that this is a case that is being watched very closely in that community. I mean, I recall the U.S. attorney at the time when these charges and this indictment came down, particularly the extortion one. The U.S. attorney said at a news conference at the time that when you have a setup like this, it is just ripe for corruption. It could happen in Fall River. It could happen in other communities. So absolutely, this sort of process and system fell immediately under scrutiny.
Yeah, Andrew Lelling was the person.
That's
you were.
The name.
Yeah,
thank you.
No problem. All right. So listen, before I let you go, you're at WPRI. You're in Rhode Island, but you have been deep on this, and you've really gotten to know Fall River through this reporting. They're in a preliminary election today. How do you think this is resonating there today? And how do you think the tale, the echo of this is going to resonate there?
You know, I never like to predict how a voter is feeling. But when you talk to the voters in Fall River, you know, one of the main things that's going on there right now is the police department is under scrutiny. It's a whole other, we could do a whole other segment on it, Tiziana, but it was basically some mishandling of evidence. And a lot of Mayor Coogan's critics are taking aim at him for that. So I think, you know, that is probably more front and center on voters' minds here when they're going to the ballot box than Mayor Jaisal Correa. But as I said earlier, it is, I think, a chapter that the people in Fall River just desperately want to move on from, because it's been sticking around for so long.
All right, Tim White, investigative reporter for WPRI in Rhode Island. Hey, thanks for joining the show. Really appreciate it today.
My pleasure.